from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy little Tuesday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm all right.
Are you okay?
No.
Are you having a stroke?
I'm hurt.
Playing hurt.
My name is Rob. That's my last name, though. My first name is Isaac, if you guys didn't know. I'm otherwise known as Isachi.
Isachi.
It's my luxury brand.
Yeah, someone the other day was sent me a message on social media, and they meant to say Isachi, and I think they were doing a voice to text, and it came across as one of the strangest things that I'd ever seen. Like, you got to be careful in the voice to text. You can't make up words. Voice of Texas is not familiar with the Isachi brand. You haven't made it that far yet.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah, one day we can... I said, this is what I got, because I was at a bar, and I tweeted out a photo because of the whole Ravens thing, right? And someone sent me a message and said, are you with Inaccessible?
Wait. So you think they were trying to say...
Isachi? Well, that's what I was like.
Isachi.
So I saw that message pop up, and my response was, I have no idea what the hell that is, but sure, I'm with Inaccessible. And they said, oh, sorry. I meant to say Isachi.
Yeah, he's here.
So from Isachi, you got Inaccessible. So I thought that was one of the strangest messages that I've received in a while.
How often do you guys use voice to text?
Never.
I do it a bunch, and it usually ends up botching. It's pretty bad.
Is it more of a pain in the ass than it's worth?
Probably, yes.
I mean, I feel like I know people who use it. I feel like older people definitely use it. For me,
thank you, Buck. I appreciate that.
No, that wasn't. I'm saying like, my parents.
Use it? My
dad,
bastards.
My mom use it, but
they do?
Yeah, my mom uses it all the time. Yeah, that's like her preferred method of...
I don't even think my parents know it exists.
But for me, I'm almost always listening to something on my phone, like the radio or a podcast or something, and anytime you start to voice to text, it interrupts that. So you can't do that over. So that's probably the primary reason I don't do it.
You have to turn everything down.
I do it when I like if I'm walking my dog. And the problem is that I really need to proofread more, because what happens is I'll just do it and I'll send it, and then I'll glance down at it and I'm like, oh my God. And I'll sit there and be like, how on earth did it come up with that? Like,
yeah, why didn't you proofread it?
Because it's just, that's the whole point, is I do it because I'm either driving or I'm walking, and I'm just, it's like, hold on, let me fire one off real quick. And I think it's easy. And then I look down and I have to explain away that, look, I did not just have a stroke.
I am so sorry.
Yeah. And then you got to clarify. So it very rarely if it's more than like 4 to 5 words, don't use voice to text because it's not going to end well.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do it at all. I never think to do it. And yeah. If I have to, I mean, like, why do you, I guess my question about voice to text, if you're in the car, is can you not just wait until you're out of the car?
Yeah, I suppose you could.
That's what I usually do.
But like a lot of times, like if I'm driving and it's one of those like, hey, will you stop at the store or whatever? And I'll send a quick response back. Like, yeah, what do you, you know, and then it usually ends up being, you know, a game of phone tag where it's like, sure, I'll pick up the milk purple monkey wrench, you know.
Yes. Like, would you like inaccessible?
Yes. I literally stood at that thing for, I looked at that message for like 35 seconds and I was like, what am I with accessible? I had no idea. And then when they were like, Asachi, and I was like, oh, Isaac. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Asachi.
But inaccessible.
All right, well, coming up, we've got Sports Absurdities, a segment, a fun fact about Oregon football, Tickle Trunk, a little bit later, Joe Rogan is short, so we have famous people who are 5'7". Hmm. And who lives longer, hots or uglies?
Oh.
We will actually, studies have answered that question.
You know, I need the answer to this.
Yeah, so you know where...
Look, I know
which,
where...
Which camp you're...
I know where I'm going, all right?
What? Are you a hot or are you an ugly? You're not ugly.
I've never once...
You're not hot, though.
I've never once in my life been put in the hot category.
That's, yeah, but you're not ugly. None of us are ugly, are
I'm
we?
In the husky teen section, is what
is Buckley ugly?
Maybe.
No, he's not ugly. Who's the ugliest fan personality?
I'm not saying that. Although...
that's going to be a rough game.
I was listening to Dirt and Sprague this morning, as I often do.
My favorite morning show.
Yes. And, you know, they were piggybacking. Someone in the mail sack question, you know, as we were talking yesterday, if we had to be on the loneliest house in the world, right?
With a fan personality.
With a fan personality.
Yeah.
And we thought that you or Buck would be high on that list.
Or Dusty.
And I said, I'm probably finishing
dead last.
And yes. I admit that. Well, someone asked them if they had to, I think it was one of those, like you got divorced, you got kicked out of your house and you have to shack up with a fan personality to get back on your feet for 6 months.
Okay.
And they asked Dirt and Sprague that question. And they
said, they choose each other?
Well, I think that was kind of off.
You can't do that.
You can't do it. So you guys got booted out of your house. Okay. Which fan personality would you choose to shack up with? And they said, everything stays the same. Their house is available and you get to live there for 6 months till you get back on your feet.
While the fan personality who lives there.
Yeah, they're living with you. You are going to be their roommate for 6 months. And I was shocked. Now you were, you came up.
Okay.
But the other ones, they said the only two people that they brought up were you. And then they went me.
Why?
And I was like, whoa, I was a little...
Why would they...
I think it came down to they think we have the nicest house.
Right.
I think that's...
We're the most established. We might have a spare
good
bed.
Good resources with you two.
I think that's all. I think that's all it came down to. Like, Sprague mentioned that he...
Get me a healthy meal.
Well, I don't have...
He thought that I had a really nice toilet, which I do.
Well, here's the thing. Neither of us have little kids.
Yes.
So that's a big thing.
That's a big one.
We don't have
little kids. They thought that we had established homes. They liked, I think, my bar and they liked my toilet. I didn't think it had anything to do with me. You were a lot of like, they're just going to leave. You're going to leave them alone. You're going to play a lot of golf. You're out of the house.
Right.
I was a little surprised. I really thought I would come in dead last in that. But
what would, yeah, like.
It quite frankly shocked me. And it just so happened we were talking about kind of the same thing back to back days.
I'm trying to think of who I would choose. Well, Buck's out because he's got little S-head kids.
You got little kids.
So does Dusty. He's out.
You know the only one that doesn't have little kids?
Well, Danny doesn't.
Yeah, you going to live with Danny?
No.
Hey, you're shacking up with me. Come on.
Yeah, you're not a bad...
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad...
Come on.
I like BTJ.
Come on down. A lot of good Asian cooking in my house.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're not a bad choice there.
No kids at Swag. So you could go with Swag.
Yeah, Swag lives in an apartment, though, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I mean, look, I'm not trying to... That sounded a little
so you
elitist.
So you might be on the couch.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah.
You have an extra bedroom, right?
Yeah, I do.
See, here's the thing. Our house, we don't have an extra bedroom.
Oh.
We have an ADU, but it's taken.
Oh.
So yeah, you'd have to sleep on the couch at my house.
You're couching it.
Or you could sleep on my putting green or in my hammock.
Oh, I like that. Nice hammock. That's going to be tough during the winter.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, hey, I think we've teased ahead enough. Let's get to the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh.
Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And... Hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com.
Number five.
Browns rookie defensive tackle Mike Hull Jr. He is out of Ohio State. He was drafted 54th overall in the second round. Today he was arrested for domestic violence. Yeah. Reportedly he put a gun to his fiance's head. The team says it is aware.
Yeah.
The details of this one were ugly. Yeah.
And again, we'll wait and see how it all plays out. But dude, if you did that, you cut his ass tomorrow. Don't give me any of this. He was a high pick.
Well, let's not be hasty here.
The allegations included him breaking down a bedroom door, yep, removing her, strangling her, dragging her by the neck, and then putting the gun to her head and saying, "I'll end it all.
I will effing end it all. I don't care."
Yeah.
So, Scarcity, they're engaged and they've got a year old baby, I think.
Yep.
You want to bet he stays on the team? I bet he does.
Because
they just drafted him.
It's pretty rough. But again, he's saying he didn't do it. The mom's cooperating.
And from the team that signed Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's claiming he's going non. He's saying he, you know, not guilty. So we'll see what happens. And it was all over. They were discussing the needs of the daughter, the financial needs. So
what else do we have here for you, fellas?
Someone said, dude, they brought in Deshaun Watson.
Receiver Chase Claypool returns to the IR. He is now with the Bills, if you were not following along, but he is done for the season. Those two sides have 7 days to work out an injury settlement. In other forgotten receiver news, Martavius Bryant has been signed.
He's been suspended for the last 5 years.
Yeah, he's been signed by the Commies. He hasn't played in the NFL in 6 years due to a drug suspension.
6 years, huh?
Well, he was suspended in 18. He came off a suspension in 23, but he hasn't been signed. So,
yeah.
5 years suspended, 1 year a free agent. And the Chiefs have lost receiver Hollywood Brown. He'll be out 4 to 6 weeks with a clavicle injury.
Yeah, he fell. Look, I thought it was a shoulder, but I guess we got a clavicle. He's broken collarbone. He's got a little crack. No good.
Number three.
It appears the Steelers are closer than ever to trading for Niners receiver Brandon Ayuk. Framework of the deal is in place. Pittsburgh also feels good about a contract extension with him.
But now they're saying that the Niners think that they're not that far off on a deal, which is why they haven't pulled the trigger with Pittsburgh. So it sounds like they're trying to pull this thing out of the fire at the 11th hour.
Yeah, but there's also the thought that Ayuk doesn't want to sign with them. He's he's pissed at them, so I don't know.
It sounds like it's either down to staying with the Niners or going to Pittsburgh. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll see what happens.
I mean, cool to see him in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I just tell you what. Be careful. And I know there's, I mean, you got to get your money when you can get it in this league. And I know California taxes are bad, but boy, you're telling me, and Pittsburgh is a very good franchise, but if you're telling me what's better for my career playing in that Niners offense with Shanahan or going to Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, I'll tell you what, if that money's even close, I'm sticking around in San Francisco. But, you know, if it's a significant more guaranteed money, get it while you can. Especially receivers, man, you can get chewed up and spit out in this league real, real fast. Juju Smith-Schuster just got cut, for God's sakes.
Well, your Mariners began the night a half game back of the Red Hot Astros. Houston won their sixth in a row last night, and they are leading again in Tampa Bay tonight. That score is 2-1, fourth inning. Seattle kicking off a 9-game road trip. They are in Detroit. It was a good matchup on paper, George Kirby and Tarik Skubal, but freaking Kirby got rocked, and the Mariners are losing 11-1.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's in the fifth.
Hey, it's plenty of time, right?
What the F?
Where's the dumper when we need him?
He's going to have to hit like 7 home runs.
Does feel like he's going to need a lot.
Lord knows Julio won't do anything.
He's back. Come on.
Did you see what he did in his first game back?
Yeah, 0 for 5 with... Did he take the golden sombrero? Did he go 5 strikeouts?
No, 0 for 5, 5 strikeouts. That's worse than a golden sombrero.
I thought the golden sombrero was 5.
That's 4.
Oh, that's 4?
Yeah, I don't even know what they call a 5.
It's the golden sombrero with nacho dip on top. It's not good.
Not good.
No. The Mets are losing 7-1 to the A's.
To the A's? Let's do it. Oh, Jazz Chisholm, a very cringy name.
Yes.
He plays for the Yankees.
He's been dynamite since coming over.
He's been great. He is going on the IL. He suffered an elbow injury.
Ooh.
So suck it, Yankees.
Dude, I guess he was having a nice year in Miami. And since coming over from in that that deal, dude, he's been
great.
Freaking awesome for them.
The first big quarterback injury of the 2024 preseason goes to Vikings rookie J.J. McCarthy. He is going to have knee surgery. It's a meniscus tear. Once they get in there, they can either trim it, which could mean he's back this season, but if it's a full repair, he will be out until 2025.
Yeah, and you got to wonder, too, with the he wasn't expected to start. He was going to be one of those sit-and-watch guys. I got to think if this is at all a 50-50 decision, they go on the side of caution and sit him for the year and repair that and let Darnold do his thing.
Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victoricos.com. They bring you the hot 5 at 5. Sports absurdities and a little Oregon football coming up on The Fan. Now, I don't know if this is right. I did not fact check this, but on the Vancouver Ford text line, 5 at-bats and 5 strikeouts in a game is the platinum sombrero.
Oh, all right. Sure, why not? Let's go with that.
Let's go with it.
Yeah.
And that was Julio Rodriguez the other night.
It was not good.
Yeah.
But and the dumper was mashing, so.
Yeah. So who needs Julio Rodriguez when you got the dumper?
I guess the dumper I was looking to when I was listening to some little clips of that game. I guess they were saying that Kelnick was the one that came up with the dumper?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he's got a big butt.
He's got a big ass. So
yeah, it took. They were trying to tell the story, but really, it's just that he has a big butt.
Yeah, that was it.
And like,
she got a great ass.
He's got a great ass.
That could have. They told that story. Yes. It could have just been like, yeah, Kelnick thought he had a big ass, and so he started calling. He was like, dude, you got a big dumper.
And well, and he agreed he had a big ass.
Yes.
And so that's really all it is.
But I did enjoy on one of the home runs. One of the announcers like he got bull cheeks into that one, which is fantastic.
Well, sports absurdity, Seggy. Now I see where Colin Kaepernick is ready to play.
Yeah, he wants to do the flag football thing, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
He said he wants to play in the NFL.
What?
Yes.
Oh no, the one I saw, he was talking about flag football.
Well, that'd be because
they're doing flag football in the the Olympics.
In the Olympics, but he'll be 40.
Look, I don't know what to tell you other than Colin Kaepernick has to find a way to get in front of a microphone. He's not playing, man. Just go away.
I know, but he's saying that he wants to.
Well, again.
And he's saying that he wants to. He believes he can still play, and he's saying that he just wants to shake one owner up to the point where they have the balls to sign him.
Well,
and win not one, not two. Not three.
I would like to date Halle Berry. I think I can date Halle Berry. I believe in my ability to please Halle Berry, and I just need someone.
Dude, you can't please Halle Berry.
Colin Kaepernick can't play in the NFL, but he believes he can. So why can't I? What you tell me which one is more absurd, the idea that Colin Kaepernick can come in and be a starting quarterback, or one time, I can please Halle Berry.
He threw a pass last in 2016, so not that long ago.
26. Just stop.
He's about to turn 37.
Yeah, it's over.
And he was in Paris, and so they were interviewing him over there, and he was saying, "Yeah, we're still training, still pushing." He said, "Hopefully, we've just got to get one of these team owners to open up."
Stop it.
He says it's something I've trained for my whole life.
Well, cool. Keep training, bro.
To be able to step back on the field, I think that would be a major moment, a major accomplishment for me. I think I could bring a lot to a team and help them win a championship.
No, you can't. And I like Colin Kaepernick. I think Colin Kaepernick was treated unfairly. I think Colin Kaepernick was indeed blackballed by the NFL. I also think that Colin Kaepernick has been his own worst enemy because multiple things can be true at the same time. And at this point, dude, for the last like 4 years, you have been delusional with your head up your ass, plain and simple. So stop with the stupid, I'm training. No, you're not. You're not training to be an NFL quarterback. You're never going to be an NFL quarterback. Stop. And if you were really interested in coming back and making an effort, you could have played in the UFL. You could have played in the XFL. You could have played in the CFL. You could have gone on and done something to try. Now, I get it. That probably was beneath you. But if you really were interested in getting back to the NFL, there was a million better ways to go about it than your stupid workouts that where you would like play highlight clips of you throwing a ball in a tank top. Well, you look great, by the way.
Do you think that if he came back, he would just kneel?
Look at you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. he's got like 30 million dollars. I think he got a settlement, didn't he? I think he settled his lawsuit.
Well, you know, he's famous because he helped somebody in the snow and ice in Portland. You remember that?
I do remember
that. He helped push somebody's car.
Yeah.
He was here for Nike or something.
Yeah, so just, you know, go do some ads and be an activist, be a philanthropist, and, you know, live your life, man. I'm sure it's a great life, but stop with the, you know, stop with the quarterback stuff. And I'm a fan, but
no,
stop. Stop.
You're not a fan.
You're
was. You're a hater.
I'm not a hater.
That's what you are.
I think what happened to Kaepernick, that was one of the dumbest, and it kind of helped start, and this is the only reason why I'm kind of pissed off about the whole thing. It really helps kickstart the culture war, and my God, is there nothing that I think is dumber than the culture war and the virtue signaling and all the stupid crap that we now have to deal with because of it.
And you're blaming Kaepernick for that?
I think it's not his fault, but he was one of the first where
that sitch
where we had to draw a line and suddenly freak out and get into our big culture war. And 99% of the stuff that we do in the culture war is meaningless. It's stupid. It's not, it's disingenuous. It has nothing to do with the actual issue of what someone is upset about. It's just part of a larger agenda and it's just stupid. It's absolutely dumb.
All right. We have Will Levis news.
Oh, speaking of ripped quarterback bros.
Yeah, did you see what he's doing?
No, what's Will Levis up to?
This is real.
You better see what he's doing.
All right, what do I...
You know, he is a quarterback.
Oh, boy. I see it here.
He has teamed with Hellman's.
That's the mayonnaise, right?
Yes, mayonnaise. Yeah. And they have posted a video to social media. With the
Two L's, two N's. It took me a while to find it. Hellman's.
Yeah, the ad campaign is Will Levis number 8 Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Because he eats mayonnaise by the spoonful.
Yes.
What do they call it?
White.
Well, he was putting it in his coffee.
Yeah, he does it's not.
You're doing great.
What is the stupid diet where you don't eat any carbs? Keto.
Keto.
He's a keto bro.
Keto.
So they put like mayonnaise and like butter in coffee.
You can eat mayonnaise and butter in keto if you're keto.
Like literally spoonfuls of it. Yes. They put sticks of butter in their coffee in the morning or big. They just eat scoops of mayonnaise.
Wait, what is keto again?
Keto is no carbs.
It's so high protein, high fat.
High protein, high fat, no sugar, no carbs. And then your body goes into a state of like ketosis and it burns fat. So you can eat stuff like mayonnaise and butter is like the nectar of the gods.
This is a 30 milliliter bottle. You can get it at You can get it at willlevisnumber8.com.
Mm-hmm.
And with it, well, actually you can't.
Back
ordered. Within 90 minutes of the announcement, the cologne sold out. It is mayonnaise.
Inspired, yeah.
Fragrance cologne.
It's a nice write-up on the webpage.
Yeah, I see it right there. Yeah, Will Levis number 8. So you smell like Will Levis and mayonnaise?
I think it's a mayonnaise scent promoted by Levis.
Yeah, it's a mayonnaise scent. It says the fragrance notes are tart lemon, parsley, coffee undertones, musk, creamy vanilla, and of course, mayonnaise accord.
I can't say that I really think about what mayonnaise smells like.
Only $8, though.
Yeah, I mean, $8, that is a good deal. Cologne is expensive. Now, I don't wear cologne, but I know that it doesn't cost $8. Maybe at like Ross Dress for Less.
Now, if you had your own cologne, what would be the base fragrance?
Serious?
No, you're being cheeky like Will.
Serious,
I guess. I don't care.
If I was being serious, I've always thought that one of the greatest smells on earth, and if someone said, we want a suit cologne, and it's got to be like an essence of you, it would start with a lumber mill. Walking into a lumber store or a lumber mill where you just...
The pine shavings and stuff?
That is the best scent. That or like fresh cut grass. Like you walk onto a baseball field that's just been cut. Oh my, I will roll around in that and lick the ground. It'd be something like that. If I was being cheeky and you were doing like this, like a mayonnaise sort of thing. Gosh.
They do have a lot of grass colognes, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
That's a thing.
Yeah, because it smells awesome. It's just, it's an amazing, amazing scent. if I was being cheeky, it would have to be something along the line. It'd probably be like something like barbecue pork. Like, there'd be some sort of barbecue.
Gross.
There'd be some sort of barbecue rub.
Smoky barbecue?
Yeah. Like a hickory smoked, you know, or can't, you know what? It would honestly be, because I get a lot of hell for this in my house, is I do, I have a big fire pit in the backyard and I sit out there and I drink and I smoke cigars. And then I come in smelling like a campfire. It would probably be that. It would be
really rich. That,
mine would be campfire and whiskey. And
yeah, that's been done.
It's not a good scent.
It's a great scent.
Campfire?
Oh, guys love that.
Oh, dude, I get hell for that.
Campfire is wonderful. I like it when it's so bad it's in your hair.
Yes.
Well, of course you don't have hair.
I don't have
it. But
in
you
the
probably
beard.
Smell it in your beard.
Yeah, in the beard.
I love that.
The BTJ hates it.
I think it's
can't
great.
Stand it. So like if I was doing that, that would be mine. It would have to be some sort of campfire whiskey.
Well, they say they're going to restock the mayonnaise cologne on Wednesday at 7 a.m., so be ready.
I'll pass, but if he puts out the mustard scent, I'm in.
$8.
Boy, when's the last time you bought cologne?
I have a cologne.
Do you?
Yeah.
You spritz?
Not often, but sometimes it sits there. Yeah, it's over there.
Yeah, you think about it.
Sometimes you got to spice it up a little bit.
I just wear lotion.
You know?
I put the lotion on the skin so that I don't get the hose.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. If you get out of the shower and you just rub some lotion on while your pores are open, you just smell nice all day. It's more subtle than cologne.
I have one more sports absurdity, and it involves Mookie Betts.
Someone's saying, what about gasoline? Ooh, that'd be intriguing. I do love the smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
You tell me you don't like a little smell of gas?
I do, but not on my person, I don't think.
Yeah, I do, but it's a little too pungent.
Yeah, the fumes.
As opposed to mayonnaise. Where's rubber cement on that list?
Whiteout, Sharpie? Sharpie cologne, there we go.
I don't mind huffing that. When you were a kid, you had that big fat black magic marker. Dude, I'd take a pull off that anytime. Still do.
So we'll get to that story. And a fun fact about Oregon football, coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Okay, saw something on Duck Football today. It pertains to nothing.
Ooh, that's right up our alley.
Yeah, it really is.
You want to talk about, right? I mean,
and so I put it in the notes.
Yeah, let's go.
That's coming up. But first, our last story in sports oddities. Is that what I called the segment?
Yeah, I think that.
I called it sports absurdities.
Oh, absurd.
Because this, I think, is absurd. Okay, have you been seeing what's going on with Mookie Betts?
Well, I saw that he came back and hit a home run.
No.
Wait, so they're he did, by the way.
They're in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And they stay at a hotel called the Pfister.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And he refuses to stay there because he believes it's haunted.
Yes.
Now,
he's not the only one.
No, he's not. As a matter of fact, there have been other players. It's in downtown.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It was built in 1893. Local legend claims it's haunted. And there have been other players to have claimed to have had experiences in ghost encounters.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this dumb thing to me is that Betts says he does not believe in ghosts.
But he believes in
but he doesn't want to find out that he's wrong.
Yeah.
So he stays at an Airbnb, and the rest of the team stays at the Pfister.
Look, I appreciate that level of, what would you say? I'm trying to think of like...
It's absurd.
It is absurd, but I guess it's the... By the way, the Tigers up now 15-1.
God!
The idea of...
I bet Garver's in there.
If the questions, if the answers are scary, don't ask scary questions. Like, there is an element of that is, yeah, I don't believe in ghosts, but everyone says this is haunted, and I go through my life, and I'm comfortable not believing in ghosts, but my God, what if I see a ghost, and now I've got this whole other worry that I have to deal with? I kind of respect the, I don't know, the open-mindedness, but also, like, I'm not going down these roads.
Well, that doesn't really add up, though, because if you don't believe in ghosts, you don't think you're going to see a ghost.
Yes, but here's the thing. I may not believe in Bigfoot, right? And I don't. I don't believe in Bigfoot. But if I'm out in the woods and everyone's like, dude, I'm telling you, you go out in these woods and you're going to see Bigfoot, and Bigfoot's going to scare the living crap out of you.
What?
I understand the idea of, like, I don't believe it, but at the same time, why risk running into a Bigfoot? Like, it's because it's not that much trouble to just go stay in an Airbnb. I think it's ridiculous, but at the same time, I can see the logic behind it. It's like, I know people that say this all the time. I don't believe in God, but I'm kind of afraid of him. Because what if you, I don't believe in God. But what if you get to the other side and you're like, ooh, yeah, I got some things to...
I kind of feel that way about the ocean. I don't know really what's down there. I'm not scared of it. I like to go in it, but it's a little fear-inducing.
What I don't understand about the ghost thing... Because as I pointed out on the show many a time, I've been trying to be, I want a ghost. I want to be haunted desperately. And I've been trying for like 20 years and it hasn't happened. I don't get, and now the BTJ is terrified of ghosts. Absolutely terrified. My late wife, terrified of ghosts. What I don't understand.
So she believes in them.
She believes in them. I would assume because she.
Well, you should ask her that.
Yeah. Hey, do you believe in ghosts?
Because Mookie Betts is terrified of ghosts, but he doesn't believe in them.
If I told my significant other, if I told the BTJ, hey, we're going to go stay in this awesome Airbnb, right? And it's free. A buddy of ours runs it, and it's awesome. It's up on the coast. We're going to have a great time. But I said, oh, by the way, it's haunted. She would be like, no, we're not going. I'm like, no, it's everything you want. Yeah, it's haunted. She wouldn't go. So, but my question is, what has a ghost ever done that leads us to be afraid of them? Whether there is or isn't ghosts, I'm not here to say that, even though there's not. There's never been one bad thing that's ever happened because of a ghost. Why are we scared? So it's like, oh my God, how creepy would it be? What? I've said it, like a cool little like old like lady that lives in my house? All right, what? Oh, I woke up in the middle of the night and someone was rattling some chains. Okay. I heard footsteps in the hallway. Did those footsteps come and murder you? No. Did they kick your dog down the stairs? No. Did they like raise your electric bill? No. Then what are you scared of? That's the part that makes no sense to me. I've yet to, like, people, like, on those shows are like, would you stay in a haunted asylum? Absolutely.
Ooh.
How could you? There's ghosts. Okay, what are they going to do to me? They're going to, like, whisper in my ear and blow cold air on me? Cool. I sleep hot anyways.
Right in the butt?
Be my guest.
What if they molested you?
Well, that's kind of cool.
What?
What kind of ghosts are we talking about here?
Wow.
Would you rather sleep in an asylum where there are people or a haunted asylum where there's nobody, but maybe ghosts?
The haunted asylum.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep in a real asylum.
Because you know who can hurt me?
Yeah.
Crazy people.
Exactly.
You know what can't hurt me? Crazy ghosts. They're ghosts. And people all the time be like, there's no way. Take me to the most haunted place on earth, and I promise you, I'll sleep the sleep of angels.
What is the most haunted place on earth?
Probably some insane asylum. No.
I'm
the
Googling.
Pfister Hotel.
The hotel that. we stayed at a hotel in Scotland. It was called the Moor Hotel. It's this old hotel when I played in NFL Europe, and supposedly it was haunted, you know, because everything in Europe is haunted, because why not? It's Europe. Oh, it's been around forever. And do you know how many times I had to listen to my wife tell me about the ghost that was living in our room and how one thing got moved this and that, and just it drove me effing insane. And then we had to move rooms at one point because she was convinced that room was haunted, as if the ghost can't just go from that room to the other room. And the only thing that ever happened was, like, the TV would turn on, or like her hairbrush got moved. And I'm like, that's what you're like, okay, well, maybe the ghost is just considerate and wants you to easily find your hairbrush by moving it over. And then, like, what was the other one? They were leaving, like, quarters. She's like, there's a quarter in the room. I'm like, is it possible that, like, you had a, or whatever the, you know, the Scottish equivalent to it was. I mean, is it possible you just had that in your pocket? No, I didn't have any change. What if the maid, like, just dropped a coin, dropped a pound in the room? Nope, it was a ghost. This is the worst part about living in a haunted room was hearing my wife tell me about the haunted room. And not one cool thing happened. I didn't see any of it. But she was convinced that room was haunted. That, by the way, is where it started, where I've been trying to be haunted since. And it's yet to happen.
Well, Bet says that he can't sleep when he goes to the Pfister.
Okay.
So he gets an Airbnb.
He can't sleep?
Yeah. He says he's scared.
Even though he doesn't know what he's scared of because he doesn't believe in ghosts.
Exactly. Which I think is dumb.
Well, is someone saying go to the Pfister? What's the Pfister?
That's the hotel.
Okay. So this is that hotel. Okay.
Good grief. Yeah, well, I think
a couple people were saying go to the Pfister, and I was like, wait, is that local? No, that's the hotel where they're...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be my guest.
Yeah. Go there.
Absolutely.
I dare you.
Pick me the most haunted place in Portland, and I'll go have a nice, lovely meal and then get wine drunk and take a nap.
Have you ever been to anywhere that... So Queen Mary is haunted, supposedly. That's that ship in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
over there. I think it's like a hotel now.
Yeah.
That's supposedly haunted. I've been there. I didn't see any ghosts, so.
No, I've yet to see one. Probably the place that everyone said was that hotel, and it was supposed to be haunted. And outside of that, I don't know. And I've been to a couple, like on Halloween, like I've been to a couple, like the, where they actually have the haunted house in, like, an old haunted mansion, or there was one in Utah that was in an old mental asylum, and I don't know.
They're claiming the Tower of London is supposed to be haunted. I've been there, but.
Yeah.
Again, didn't see a ghost.
No.
Feel a little cheated here.
I keep waiting.
Saw some giant ass ravens, though. Did you see those ravens at the Tower of London? They're huge. They're like turkeys.
Did not.
It's like the biggest crows or ravens I've ever seen.
I was in Gettysburg, and they said that's obviously super haunted. And it had a presence.
Super haunted.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a bloody battle. And so when you go there, there certainly is like a feeling of reverence. And you know where else? You know, here's my thing.
The Edinburgh Castle in Scotland is supposedly haunted. I've been there too.
Everything.
Didn't see a ghost.
Everything in Scotland is haunted. Here's the one. Like, I have been to a place that I believe if there was going to be a haunting, because what is the whole thing of haunting, right? Like, it's something bad happened.
Yeah.
Right?
To a person.
To a person.
And then they stay there
forever.
Soul is there.
Yeah. You know where I've been? And didn't see a single ghost.
I went to what
should be the most haunted place on earth, and I'm telling you, nothing. I was in Auschwitz, for God's sakes.
Oh, right.
So, again, I'm not trying to be like facetious. Like, that is if there was going to be a place that had all the elements of haunting, old, creepy, bad things happen there to a lot of people. Now, it is somber. You will leave in tears. It is like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But you know what you don't see? You don't see a bunch of ghosts. They're not running around.
It's a good point. So, that would be probably the place.
The place. So having roamed around there, no offense, but your weird Victorian mansion or your underground tunnel or your mental asylum from the 1950s, I think I'm fine.
All right. Fun fact. Oregon football wraps up the hour next on The Fan. All right, coming up in our next segment, it will be Club 1080 time. We will talk about short people.
Talk about Mike Lynch seeing ghost towns.
Yeah, he dude, you want to talk about a believer.
Jeez.
Mike Lynch.
Mike Lynch believes that, like, his aunt went to a ghost diner and dialed a ghost phone.
Yep.
I kid you not.
Head coach?
He told that story, and he said he believed it 100% that his family was, like, driving through somewhere and stumbled across, like, some weird town, went in, ate like at a diner, used their phone, and as they were driving away, the town disappeared, and they're like, that town's been gone for 50 years, and he believed it.
I remember doing that segment, and I remember looking at him with all sorts of jokes and,
yeah.
I just teed up, ready to make fun of him.
And you couldn't.
No, because I looked right in his eyes and his face.
Yeah.
Dude, he was dead serious.
Yep.
And he clearly was not ready to get a ribbing about that.
No, he was not. Like, he was, it was definitely right, one of those where you're like, hey, man, let's just slowly walk away from it. But I just remember being like, you really think that, like, your aunt or your mom used a payphone, and when they drove away, that payphone was gone, that the whole restaurant was gone? He's like, yeah. Why would they lie? Why would they make it up? I was like, I don't know, man. You're right. Why would they?
That's right.
Totally happens.
Here's a text on the Vancouver Ford text line. There's a house in Camas that is legit haunted.
Oh, okay.
I have two friends that are Camas cops. Every owner of this house has reported crazy things happening on a regular basis.
Well, again, I need what's crazy. I love it. Crazy things. What? What is crazy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it possible that the there's just a crazy bitch that lives there that does weird things?
Merry Christmas, bitch.
You got a kid that needs some, like, ADHD medication and is just running around. They're like, it's a ghost.
She is an aloof bitch.
And I love it's always generic. I don't know. There's crazy things happening. You don't want to know, bro. You don't want to know. Like, no, I do. I saw something. Did you get a photo of it? No. Well, okay. Call me when you do. It's like Bigfoot. I saw Bigfoot. Did you get a photo of him? No. Funny, all those ghosts and Bigfoot stories seem to kind of stop when we have, oh, I don't know, cameras.
Okay, here's a sports trivia. Sports.
All right, let's go.
Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Let's see if you can get this.
Let's
okay.
go.
I saw the list today on the social media.
Social meds.
Of the rushing yards returning leaders in the Big Ten.
It's the Big Ten.
It's Division One football.
Division One football.
Who is number one?
I am.
Or I can just ask you, what team is number one?
What team is number one?
Rushing yards.
Player?
Returning leaders.
Is it Big Ten? Is it Jordan James?
No.
I'm trying to think of what Big Ten backs would have coming back. They've got the kid out of Rutgers had a big year.
He's really good.
Whose name escapes me off the top of my head. What's his name?
I don't know. Something. Who cares? He plays for Rutgers. But yes, he's supposed to be really good. James only had 759 yards.
Yeah, because and then
Irving's gone. Irving's gone.
And,
so
and,
it's not.
And Whittington is.
And Whittington got hurt.
Yes.
What if I told you it is an Oregon Duck?
Versus,
would that make sense?
It's an Oregon Duck.
Yes, Oregon has the number one guy.
Dylan Gabriel?
No!
Oh, it's the transfer from Division Two.
Yes.
Isn't it? I always forget that kid's name, but he's a beast.
His name is Jay Harris.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he's a
big old son of a gun.
He rushed for over 1,400 yards for Northwest Missouri State. But he's number three on the Oregon depth chart. He's the number one returning rush leader in the Big Ten.
I completely forgot about that. completely. And yeah, he's like an afterthought. But dude, I didn't even know
they had him until I saw this
stuff. Yeah, I was just reading. I guess I didn't remember that he had transferred in, but I see him, and they say he is he's the guy that you get off the bus first. Like when you're traveling, you're like, yeah, go do that.
Yeah, he's listed at 6'2", 215.
Yeah, he's a big boy. But I don't know who. I'm just trying to think. Like Ohio State's got a couple. Is Henderson back?
Who?
No, Trayvon Henderson for Ohio State's gone.
He's gone. But their other two guys are back.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm just trying to think of the like other ones off the top of my head in the Big Ten. That's a tough list.
Yeah, sure is.
That is going to be weird now that we're transitioning from like returning Pac-12 players to the Big Ten. It's a whole shift in our focus.
Speak for yourself.
You're dialed in on
I've been ready for this.
you've been preparing.
That's right. I now know the third string running back for Oregon.
You do know the third string running back for Oregon. Yes, you do.
I knew that.
And where he came from.
I do knew that.
All right. You want to move on?
Did you pick him out of a lineup?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. I'm trying to find the list, but I can't.
The returning rushing
list?
Yeah,
I'm trying to get the list back up here for you.
Yeah, I'd like to actually know what that is.
Oh, here it is. Wait.
No, nothing.
No.
No.
I can't find it.
No.
I
can't find it. To hell with it.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
Good idea, boss.
I think you should stop playing that drop.
It is an uncomfortable drop.
Very uncomfortable.
But you said it, so it's not.
I did, but it...
Is this one any better?
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. No, I'm fine with that.
Because Sook loves that one so much.
It is one of my all-time favorites. It is absolutely...
It's not that different than this one.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
I don't know why that... I think the Halloween one adds an element of humor to it, whereas the other one just kind of makes me cringe. But the Halloween one just... It makes me smile every damn time.
I still have never played the one that is Sook talking about the Grady Dick jersey swap with Jalen Suggs.
Yeah, you can't. That's just...
I'm probably going to delete it from the page.
It's probably for the best. That way no one's tempted. You know, just...
Why don't you play it?
No, I don't think I will. It sounds way too much like...
There was the peanut butter dog story, and the boss only let us play it once when we explained it, and we had to play it in its entire context. We weren't allowed to play it in drops.
That one's great.
Yeah. Years ago, I was trying to get my dog. I had an American bulldog. I was trying to get her to take medicine, and she wouldn't take it. So I used to put it in some peanut butter, and then I would stick the peanut butter up on her roof or a roof of her mouth. She was fighting me with it, and I was in a pair of boxers, and that was it. And it turned into a whole thing. So, yeah, that was a story that we were not allowed to take clips from unless playing it in its entirety. So every now and then someone's like, play the peanut butter dog drops. No, we've been told that is not going to happen.
Well, I mean, if I had it over here, I'd probably play it.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because
we've
been told not to.
By who?
Jeff Austin.
Gonna go blow some ducks.
What does he know?
Well, he is, man.
I haven't seen him in months. Is he even alive?
I think so. We saw him.
They sent us emails.
Yeah, we saw him at the golf tournament.
And you saw him even more recently at the PDXY. You hosted a panel with him, Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's a couple weeks ago.
What are you talking about?
He could have died.
Yeah, you did. You saw him at the symposium or whatever it is that you did. I didn't.
All right. We gotta go.
Well, I really enjoy the show.
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Coming up next in the club, Joe Rogan is short. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew. So I didn't know how short.
He is so small.
But he seems a little stubbly, yeah.
You mean stubby?
And stubbly.
Well, he's bald.
Yeah, but he's got that permanent, like, 5 o'clock shadow thing going on. He's got, like, a Homer Simpson thing happening.
I guess I'll let you get away with that.
It's true.
I don't see him as stubbly.
You don't?
No.
He's the definition of stubbly.
But he's tiny and he has long arms.
Oh, okay.
He kind of looks like an ape.
I can see that. I can definitely see the chimpanzee
sort
of
thing. He's stubby.
Well, that's what we just
and
said.
Stubble.
No, no, but not stubbly.
Well, again, stubbly. We just said that.
Look at him.
Pay attention.
100% stubbly.
No, I'm agreeing with you and not with Suga. I think he's stubby, not stubbly.
Yes, he's not stubbly.
Yes,
sorry
he
for
is.
Agreeing with you.
God, shut up.
Look up a photo of him and find him without a
Google
bunch of stubble.
Google me, bitch.
Yeah, Google me.
Well, anyway, I watched his stand-up special,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only time I've ever seen him like standing.
Oh yeah.
So I was shocked by how short he was. And so then I looked up how short he was, and that led me down a whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, because you see him in the ring after, like, the UFC fights or the cage.
I don't watch that stuff. The only time I've ever seen Joe Rogan, I guess Fear Factor, but I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Standing, well, the only time I ever see him is, like, on his podcast videos.
Yeah.
You know, and he's sitting there.
Yeah.
So you can't really see his hot body.
I understand.
So
I was... His stubbly body?
I was stunned at how short he was, and so we are going to talk about that next.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know how short he is other than he's short. I'll find out.
It is 6 o'clock on the fan. I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.